Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Today, Kevin's going to be talking about the issue of progress over profits, the importance of having an emphasis on the long term so you can advance, succeed, and then prosper and reap the profits of your work. With that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
Hi. So let's dive into this as we customarily do. Tell us about the importance of focusing on progress if you're a part-time real estate investor as opposed to obsessing over profits.
Well, put it into context. I recently heard another real estate investor say that when you chase money, it will run. And I couldn't agree more. As a real estate investor full-time here in Dallas, Texas, for over the past 10 years, based on my personal experience, I couldn't agree more with that statement that when you chase money, it will run. And you know, what that means and what it means to me based on my own personal experience is, you know, desperation will rarely produce results. And in our business as real estate investors, part-time investors, new investors, weekend investors, or full-time investors, when desperation overtakes you, your real estate investing, it results in what I call panic buys or bad buys. You're so desperate and you're chasing profits that you make hasty decisions and you buy the wrong properties. You know, maybe you buy them too high. Maybe you underestimate the repairs that are required. Whatever it may be, you will end up making a panic buy or a bad buy. On the contrary, though, you know, when you focus on progress or focus on improving your real estate investing business, it's always going to produce results. And you know, this can come in a lot of different forms. You may be improving yourself as an investor through education, or you may be improving your business through enhancing your network or seeking out new sources of capital or improving your marketing techniques as a real estate investor. There's all sorts of ways that you can progress your business through improvements. And, you know, for me, what I've learned is when I focus on progress in my business over profits, it ultimately ends up driving three areas of the business. And that's my wealth, which for a real estate investor comes in the form of the equity in our business. It drives cash flow, which for a real estate investor comes in the form of income. And then finally, it drives satisfaction in the business as a real estate investor, which comes as a result of improving what I do and how I do it, and ultimately, you know, creating value for myself and, more importantly, value for others. So let's talk about some of these results or outcomes that you can expect when you focus on progress over profits. First off, on the wealth front, which, once again, comes in the form of equity for us as real estate investors. You know, real estate is a great wealth creator. You know, arguably, that's probably the number one reason most of us get into real estate investing in residential real estate, is to create long-term wealth. And that wealth comes to us in the form of equity. And that equity is the difference between what we pay for properties compared to ultimately what they're worth. And our challenge as real estate investors, when we focus on progress versus profits, our challenge is what can we do to drive more equity in our businesses and, you know, to drive more wealth. And, you know, that comes in a lot of different ways
or shapes or forms for us as investors, and a lot of different tactics are out there and available. We can improve our buying skills. That allows us to buy homes deeper and create more equity. We can improve our marketing efforts, which allows us to reach more distressed sellers, buy more properties, and create more equity or wealth. Or, you can also focus on what can you do to drive the overall longevity of your business to allow you to sustain your investing for more time and ultimately purchase more properties, hold more properties, and benefit from the long-term appreciation of those properties. So there's a lot of different ways that when you focus on progress over profits, you can drive wealth in your business in the form of equity. And your scorecard, or how you measure that within your business, it's not intangible. It's very tangible and very clear. When you look at your balance sheet every month or every year, you'll see that growth in equity as you acquire properties and you compare them to what their values are over time. That equity is the difference between what you paid for them and what they're worth. It's very tangible and it's very real. And that's where we as real estate investors seek to build wealth through progress as defined by the equity that we create in our investments. Now, secondly, when you focus on progress over profits, you also can drive your income, which for a real estate investor comes in the form of cash flow. And I'll speak in the context of a buy and hold investor or a investor who focuses on purchasing properties and holding them as rental properties so that they can generate income through monthly cash flow. And, cash flow is a tremendous source of income, and real estate is a tremendous way to create cash flow and ultimately income for an investor. And, the income is, or the cash flow is ultimately, that difference every month between the rent that you receive from a property minus all of the expenses, the principal, the interest, the taxes, the insurance, and the maintenance. That difference, or what ends up going into your pocket, is that monthly cash flow that ultimately creates income for you, and that ultimately is what creates the freedom that many real estate investors speak of. The ability to generate income through cash flow from buy and hold real estate or rental real estate. And there's so many ways that you can focus on progress over profits when it comes to generating income and creating cash flow and ultimately, achieving that freedom that you hear many real estate investors talk about. You can increase the number of rentals that you own, or buy more rentals, which ultimately generates more cash flow, creating more income for you on a monthly basis. As you become more experienced as a real estate investor, you can look at other forms of real estate investing that generate income, such as, buying notes, investing in notes, or perhaps you start to get into seller financing properties where you sell to those who are unable to qualify for traditional mortgages through traditional mortgage companies. You can provide great value by seller financing or owner financing those properties to homeowners. And, also in addition to buy and hold, there's also the fix and flip strategy, but that too creates monthly income in the form of the profits that you generate when you buy, fix, and sell real estate. So there's all sorts of ways that you can focus on progress in your business over profits that will drive your monthly income in the form of cash flow, while at the same time, as we spoke of earlier, generate wealth in the form of equity. Then the third way to look at your business, when you're looking at it in terms of how can I drive progress as a real estate investor in my business versus adopting a sole focus on profits. The third place to look is in the personal satisfaction that you create for yourself as a business owner and as a real estate investor. You're driving wealth, which is one of your objectives. You're driving income, which is another one of your objectives. But there's also a satisfaction component. Real estate investing and real estate ownership in America is incredibly satisfying when done right. And, there's no secret that real estate is the reason for more millionaires in the United States than any other form of investment or any other form of entity. Real estate is behind some of the wealthiest people country, and not only because it creates wealth and income, but because it can create great satisfaction when you invest in real estate properly for the right reasons. And there's a lot of ways that you can focus on creating more satisfaction for you as a real estate investor and in turn progress your business. And this all centers around the concept of, as real estate investors, when done properly and when focused on your business in the right way and focused on progressing your business, you're a problem solver. And as a real estate investor, some of the most satisfying moments are when you're able to solve a problem for somebody, or more importantly, create value for somebody. And there's so many different ways that you can focus on progressing your business in this way. Never overlook the fact that we provide a great service to a distressed seller, somebody who's got to sell a property, and for whatever reason, that property can't be sold on the retail market. Maybe it's the condition it's in. Maybe it's the circumstance of the seller. There's a lot of reasons that properties don't get sold on the MLS through traditional means with a realtor. And there are very valid reasons. As a real estate investor, you're a problem solver. You're a value provider for those sellers who are seeking to sell a property as is, quickly, for cash. And it's a great satisfaction when you're able to solve a problem for a seller who's in that situation and needs you and what you do as an investor in order to solve that situation. You're also a great provider of new homes for folks. The homes you buy, the homes you restore, the homes you rehab provide wonderful homes for families looking for good quality real estate. And, similarly, if you're a buy and hold investor or a landlord, you're satisfying a tangible need, one of the core needs, housing, for people who choose to live in your rentals as residents. You're providing good quality, safe, clean housing at affordable prices. And that's incredibly satisfying when you do that and you do that properly. You provide a great value to the cities and the communities where you invest. And, the list goes on and on. When you're a seller finance provider or a seller finance investor who sells homes to those who can't qualify for traditional mortgages through traditional lenders, you're a great source and a great solution provider for someone who needs a home and a loan in order to purchase a home. So these are all great examples of how you can improve your business and drive progress through satisfaction by creating value. And what I stress here is that I challenge yourself to seek progress over profits as you look at your business. And in a nutshell, we all know that when you chase profits, the money will run, but I assure you, when you create progress, the money will follow.
Great points, Kevin. As always, very insightful and a practical guide, not only to progress as a part-time real estate investor, but a practical means of achieving profits for the part-time real estate investor so that person can succeed over the long term with the vision necessary to distinguish between viable investments and non-viable investments. As always, Kevin, a pleasure.
Thank you, Lewis.
Thank you.